Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, oh my gosh, this is great. Benny, call me darling. I love that. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be joining all of you today. Benny, I love that you call me darling, honey.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's a Southern thing. I figured you'd enjoy it.
It is so a Southern thing, and so is honey. It is a huge, major Southern thing. And that's because we were talking about my mom's, who is from the Deep South, with my very special guest today, Peter Fairfield, who's joining us, and we'll be chatting with him in a minute. Benny, I want to ask you, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
I've been catching stuff here and there. Uh-huh, yep. I'm somewhat up to speed on most things.
So. Okay. Did you see the Canadian and the USA women's soccer team?
Oh, man, that was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to have heart palpitations. Wow.
I think most of America did.
Oh, my gosh. Hats off to you ladies out there doing the good thing on that soccer field. I mean, it is amazing to watch all of these athletes do such a phenomenal job. And, you know, Benny, these folks work so hard, and a lot of them come from countries that don't really support them in the way that we're used to here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very touching stories, you know, amazing backstories to some of these people. It really makes you stop at a place and be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, the winning goal actually came from Alex Morgan, who's actually one of the local gals here on the Seattle Sounders women's squad, along with Hope Solo and company. So it's cool to have a local tie that, you know, the team's moved on and that, you know, Not to put down Canada. They're neighbors to our north. We appreciate their play, but we gave them a good run, and, oh, I'm sorry, we've moved on.
We gave them a good run.
I know, right?
Yeah, we gave them a good run, and guess what? There was a little luck in that game,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the luck of the draw, so to speak. Well, we have a great show, Benny, today. Before we kind of crank it up and talk about deep happy, how to get there and always find your way back, this is really kind of cool because I love the fact that Peter is going to be not just talking about deep happy and how to get there, but how to find your way back, because I've been there sometimes. But then all of a sudden, the elusive line of unhappy shows up, and we really get stuck at that. But before we do, Benny, let's start the old show off with pulling one of our fabulous prosperity cards. Thanks to Heidi Bayer for joining us and sending these cards to us. And we're going to be beginning to give decks of these away as we move on each Tuesday. But right now, I would love to hear the cha-ching. I love that. Here you go, Benny. Time presents me with the perfect answers. This is prosperity law number 6. Time is the substance with which you sculpt your life. Be secure in the knowledge that when time is right, you will see your dreams come true. The universe is rearranging itself for you right now. I love that rearranging thing.
I do, too.
I love it. I don't know about you, Benny. It's doing it for me. How about you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Hey, how's the boys?
Boys are doing well. Thank you for asking.
I know. I mean, they've got to be getting huge by now.
They're doing okay. They're just kind of, they're not exploding in size yet, but they're going on their same pace as usual. So they're just getting close to 19 months now.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe it. It's incredible to just see how time really does move by so quickly. And, of course, Benny and I, for those of you that are not, do not know much about the show, Benny and I have been together for a number of years, since 2003, 2004. And so it's good. We've been able to grow a great radio platform for all of you out there. And thank you so much for tuning in. We've been able to watch each other have goldfish, watch the goldfish go, watch Benny have a couple of amazing boys, and kind of share in the happiness that we're going to talk about today. And I love that he called me darling today. Boy, I haven't been called darling.
You're stuck
in
on
a
that, aren't
time.
You? You're really stuck on that, huh?
I love it. Benny, it's going to be a sound bite. I love that. Thank you so much. I want to break out in some country song.
Do you want to keep our listeners or? Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Okay. You know, we actually have some country music fans. I get emails asking if we could play more country music, and I was just going to break that to you gently.
Well,
you know,
there you
like
go.
That song, Break It Gently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to, maybe you'll have to play that Juice Newton song. That would be our midpoint, don't you think, to country pop, kind of like in the middle. So I'm breaking it to Benny gently today. Today, although, we're talking about what our bodies, the universe, what everything out there tells us. Do we listen to what goes on? And when we hear the voice, when we hear this, Benny, do we actually do anything about it? Joining me here today is the author, Peter Fairfield, of Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back. So today, you're going to be taking a journey with us down the road of suffering or not, emotion feeling or not, intuition or not, relationships and sex, I'm not even going to say or not because that I'm going to leave that one in there, and much more. This is a fabulous show. I'm so glad Peter could join us here today. And we're talking about what does it mean to have those experiences, those transformative ways to change our lives. You're going to hear a little bit about who he is, and you're going to hear the difference between happy and deep happy. Is it positive thinking? Is it getting what you want? Or is it something that most of us don't get to experience? Peter, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. I was going to call you gorgeous, but then I thought I'd stick with
honey. Oh, work it there, Peter. Come on now.
Honey. Hi, it's so great to be on your show, to sort of spherically be in Seattle again. I like Seattle.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
It's a great
place. I also have to say I like country music once in a while, so I have to put a plug in for that.
Okay, I have to say that as well because I like to two-step to it. And, you know, how could you not like country music growing up in a family with a woman that was that talked with the twang, that made cornbread at least 2 to 3 times a week, and that told all of us that chitlins were really fried clams for about, you know, till we were about 12 years old, and then we caught her on it. how could you not like country music? Oh, man. Think about having a life like that, Peter, growing up most of your life thinking that fried chitlins were fried clams and loving every moment until you walk in one day and you see them boiling in the pot.
Uh-oh.
And you think, what? That's it. It's like, what is that smell? But sometimes our lives are like that, aren't they? You know, all
they
of
are.
A sudden
you know,
we wake up. Go ahead.
We think one thing is true, but it really is something else. And that's part of discovering how to drop into ourselves.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think there's many people out there that haven't gotten up one day and looked at their lives and said, oh, my God, my life is really not delicious fried clams. They're actually chitlins.
What am I doing here? Who am I? I don't have meaning anymore. What's going on? Or
well,
something
I mean,
that we put our energy into, all of a sudden it disappears, and then where are we?
Well, that's the question. It's a great way to start the show to talk with you because, you know, you call this deep happy. You know, so Benny has a couple of clips where we've talked about happy before, but deep happy is really something different. I got to ask you a question. I mean, how many people in the world do you actually think, Peter, experience deep happy?
Everybody. But they don't know that they experience it. They experience it a moment here and a moment there. And sometimes they confuse deep happy with sort of a superficial happy. And because I've been doing this really, I'm 63. I've been doing it since I was a little boy. I've been trying to find out what was what and how to help people and what all this stuff meant. And I spent a lot of time in the Himalayas and Asia and different schools trying to figure out the physiology of consciousness and the emotions and the enlightenment and really trying to see, you know, really what was happening, what was true, what was misunderstood, or at least from my perspective. And, you know, what I call deep happy, you could also call, you know, Buddha nature, Christ consciousness, or whatever. But it's that place inside us. It's that core, that unchanging core that is really where we connect to the universe, God, the infinite, the quantum, whatever you want to call that, too. Because we all have it. It sustains us. It's our core. It's the essence of our being. Now, it's easy, you know, our whole world is caught up in the superficial reality of buying and having and politics and not having and war and aggression and everything. But beneath all that, there's this inalienable place where we're still always okay. And so sometimes we find something, we buy something, or we make love for the first time in a long time, or we have a new relationship, or we get a job, we get something big, and we feel this happiness. But that happiness actually begins to connect us to this place inside us, because all of a sudden for that moment we feel okay. We're not striving for a moment. We're not trying to have something else for a moment. And in that moment of acceptance, that's a main door into deep happy.
You know, I'll tell you what I'm a little struck by in this Olympics, and I would love for you to talk to this. This is what I've noticed. There have been a gazillion interviews, right, on the television of some of these athletes. Yeah, have you been watching it, Peter? Have you been watching the Olympics
a
little bit?
I've watched a fair amount of it. I haven't watched all of it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So here's what I'm struck by, and this is really probably a disappointment to the media. You know, they've gone out and they've asked people, the latest has been Lolo Jones, gone out and talked to them before their races, and they're trying to get some drama out of it. You know, they're saying to somebody like Lolo, okay, is this Olympics about redemption for you? Because, you know, what happened to her at the last Olympics, she tripped. So everyone wants to get this backstory that's about the gloom and doom. Even with Gabby Douglas last night, and even with some of the U.S., the amazing vault that didn't happen the other day, and they're asking these people. And here's what they're getting. They're not getting a drama. They're not getting that story. They're getting things like, you know what, I don't deserve the goal. I fell on my butt. So when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about deep happy and the battle that some of us may think we are having with our pop culture. How to achieve this? What does deep happy mean? And how can each and every one of us breathe into that moment that is sometimes indescribable? Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Peter, Deep Happy, Benny, Honey, Darlin, and the Dr. Pat Show.
When I see you in the morning, that old sleep.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yes, today's show with my very special guest, Peter Fairfield, Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back. And, you know, this could be called, Peter, this could be called the life and breath of Michael Phelps. Or some other athlete in another way. Because the way we see things, Peter, in our pop culture is we see people as up, we see people as down sometimes. We have a point of view for ourselves about lives. And I said this before the break, you know, you look at your life, and especially, you know, me doing a lot of inner reflection these days, and I think, okay, this is up, this is not so up. What is this roller coaster ride about, Peter?
Well, you know, if we assume that everything that happens to us is a blessing, if we assume that it's not a universe that involves punishment or retribution or damnation, that it's a universe of resonance, and that the main purpose of the infinite intelligence and consciousness of this universe is to gradually vibrate us all into wakefulness and into the experience of wider and greater vistas of reality. And although at sometimes we need to have more narrow vistas to fit in and to accomplish certain things, it's like sometimes we have to take a simple course in college to get to the more advanced one. And so once we begin to understand that just like one of the 100 trillion cells in the human body, that each of us is connected to the whole. Now, there's not wires that goes to every cell. Every cell is connected by electromagnetic resonance. So as we begin to resonate with consciousness or unconsciousness, the universe responds with, I believe, with events and situations that wake us up. Like you were talking about the Olympics, and there was that one girl that did the vault. I forget her name, and everybody said, oh, she's going to win. She's going to leave everybody in the dust. And she fell on her butt. And some people were saying, you know, how terrible that was. But here is somebody that was not in her humility. You could see it on her face. At least that's what it looked like to me. That you know, she was thinking, I'm infallible. Everybody said she's infallible. And yet she fell on her butt. So, okay, she didn't win a gold, but she learned something. She learned humility. She learned that in order to be as good as she's capable, she has to be out of her ego self and into her real self. And so in the book Deep Happy, I have a section on karma. And I talk, it's really the same idea, that karma is basically the love of the universe tending its flock. And it would much rather have us lose our body or have some disease if we got an awakening from it than it would to make things necessarily nice. And as soon as we begin to understand this great intelligence that loves us so much that it wants us to wake up no matter what it takes, then we realize that no matter what happens, that it has a good end. It has an end of understanding. It has an end of wisdom. It has an end of accomplishment. And then we can let go of our victim self. And the victim self is one of the great, you know, restrictions to experiencing deep happy. Now, there's a place inside us that we all recognize. If you go back to when you were 6 or 10 or 12 or 15 or 30 or 80, depending on how old you are, there's a certain part of us that always seems the same. Like, I don't feel like I'm 63. There's a part of me that feels just the same as when I was a kid. And my wife would probably say, that's most of me. She's laughing in the background. but there's this part of us that doesn't change, and that's the beginning of deep happy. There's this resonant place of our consciousness and our soul, if you want to call it, that really is the same. And we have this body of personality and karma that sort of that comes and goes around this essential place of being. But once we step into this core, this purity of being, this place that's okay. Then we find that we have a really strong, safe place to be, no matter what happens. Now, my interest has been physiology, looking at a model of personality and enlightenment and development that combines all I could find out about Eastern physiology and Western physiology. And what I found is that we have these streams of reality that comes from our parents, that actually comes up through the kidneys, the patriarchal or the momentum of the ancestry of the father comes up through the right kidney, and the ancestry of the mother comes up through the left kidney, and they merge and integrate into the body, both as physical function and also as a resonance, a morphogenic field, as Rupert Sheldrake would call it. And then we have this connection to non-duality, to spirit, to the higher dimensions of non-physicality. And that comes down through the heart. The heart descends from the top of the brain embryologically, or from where the crown chakra would be, and comes down and imprints itself right into the chest. And ideally, we want to connect the momentum and wisdom of all of our ancestors and the momentum of all that we're aware of in our consciousness that connects to the heart. And then we're a real human being, because we have wisdom of earth, and we have wisdom of sky, and we have presence right here. And so once we begin to uncover these places that we have moved away from, you know, we don't have time to go into all the details, but, you know, we have a polarity in the body, and depending upon our bonding of our parents, we shift this polarity either sort of softer or more rigid, and we have different channels, and we have organs. And depending upon how we're taught to be and how we're taught not to be as kids and by the karmic traumas in our life, we have a certain shape and a certain constellation of being that allows us to do one thing and often keeps us from doing others. So part of what Deep Happy is about is beginning to identify these places that we have shut off and closed down, and how to wake them up, and by simply being there, by simply noticing the sensations in these areas. And as we begin to divest ourselves from these old patterns, all that's left is this purity of innate being, which is our connection to the universe that's been there all along. I was working with somebody this morning. A lot of my work has been on the phone with people all over the country. And I was working on a person this morning who was, he's just a perfectionist, and he's got all these digestive problems because he's so important for him to do things perfectly, which is the biggest imperfection. Because the only perfection is to accept our imperfections and to love them. You know, it's like, what's that great Rumi quote that says, our job is not to look for love. Our job is to find all the places in us that resist love and love them. And that's really what Deep Happy is about. It's uncovering the places where we resist experience and life, relax into them, open them, and then what we find there is this huge vista of being. And one of the things I also talk about in Deep Happy, which I think goes to what your question was a little while ago, you know, you were talking about getting happy and then losing our happiness.
Well, yeah, the rollercoaster ride of happiness.
Yeah, yeah. But I in the book somewhere I say, if we're not happy, it's because our perspective is way too small. If I have a tack in my foot, and all I can feel is that tack in my foot, it's a really bad day. It's a really bad moment because I have this, I'm imperiled by this giant tack. But as soon as we move back and I feel our whole leg or my whole body, oh, it's just a tack in my foot. All of a sudden we see it for the size that it is. And most of the things that trouble us in our life are not as big as we think they are. And if we follow them through, we can find that there's often benefits to the things that we think are our trouble. And so if we have the tack in our foot and we notice how big the world is and how big the universe is, it still doesn't take the tack of our foot out, but it doesn't take away our happiness. So when we lose that connection to deep happy or some other kind of way to understand our good feeling or being okay, it's just a matter of getting wide and big enough to realize the implications of what's happening to us. If we realize that everything is a blessing, if we realize the universe loves us and we're part of that, if we realize that there's this momentum of ancestry that loves us and cares for us way beneath any crazy personality, and there's this infinite connection to spirit and consciousness that just pours down into us every moment, and all we have to do is begin to notice the rest of us, then things change. You know, I'm very human. I've spent years and years in the Himalayas doing meditation. I've researched everything. Really, since I was a kid, I've been finding out and doing everything I could to help people and discover what this was about. But sometimes I forget who I am.
Yes.
I forget all that. And then things seem, I don't have enough money or I don't have this and that. But if we stop and we realize the infinity of our being, we realize our connection, where we came from, what we've learned, what we've accomplished, what we've overcome, all of a sudden, it's very empowering. And within the core of that is deep happy.
I love this. We're going to take a short break. For those of you out there, we're talking about the book Deep Happy and much more, actually, by Peter Fairfield joining us here today. When we come back, we'll let you know how to find out more about Peter. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the art of the heart. The art of the heart. Yeah, it's, you know, this is really the conversation about really doing that echocardiogram to your heart in a way you've never done it before, folks. Let's take a short break. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Deep Happy. Peter Fairfield, the author of Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back, is joining us here today. Now, we're going to do a couple of different things. But first, Peter, before we answer this question or talk about the art of the heart, please let people know your website, how they can find out more about you, your seminars, and so forth.
Okay. My website is deephappylife.com, deephappylife.com. You can also just Google Peter Fairfield. I think you'll find it, or you could probably also Google Deep Happy. And my phone number, if people want to call, is 415-377-0862. That's also on the website. And I'm just in the process of scheduling for the fall. So if you're interested in taking a Deep Happy workshop in your area, please contact me. And also, if you're interested in facilitating a Deep Happy workshop in your area, I'd love to talk to you about that, too. I've had some great experiences where people that heard me on the radio or read my book called up, and they created, you know, they invited their friends, and we just had some great experiences in unexpected places. So PeterFairfield.com, and or you can Google me.
You know, I love this. And this is really, this is a conversation that I think is so important right now in a lot of ways. I don't think this is a mistake, and you said this earlier today, Peter, about what people have been experiencing in their lives over the past 4 or 5 years or so. You know, what we refer to as economic conditions, whatever you want to call it, the latest information that came out about unemployment and so forth and so on. I wanted to ask you, you know, through all of this, there is, according to what you write in the book, there is a vast experience and a glorious place that we all get to. And I wanted you to talk about that in terms of your own story and the art of the heart.
Well, the first thing I want to say is there's so much misinformation and so much BS going on in the news right now. It's politically based, it's corporate based. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. And I really suggest that people listen to the news vaguely, but trust their own heart and trust what they see. You know, when I look around, you know, where I live, I see that people are doing better. I see there's more new cars. I see houses are increasing. So I think there's a lot of positive energy going on in the economy. The economy is based on trust. And I think that we can trust that people, you know, will work through stuff and come together. So I think we don't need to be in fear about that. Now, in my own life, I was very, very unhappy for the first part of my life. I was the only child of 4 crazy parents, and I just didn't know myself. I doubted myself. there was nobody like me that I knew. And I just was waiting for my tribe to show up. And at the same time, I was having, well, when I was 8 or 9, somebody told me about infinity. I talk about this in the book. And I couldn't imagine something that didn't begin or end. And so I without realizing it was weird, I would close my eyes once in a while and try to feel infinity. And one day I got there, and I went, oh. And that really was a magnet and a guide for the rest of my life. And I learned to follow my heart, even though my heart was kind of damaged and closed, because I would feel an ache in my heart. But when I was 35, I was already an acupuncturist, and I had founded an acupuncture school. I taught at Esalen, and, you know, I was pretty accomplished for, you know, my level. And but there was this ache in my heart that something was missing. And I had lived in spiritual communities before, and I had done, you know, lived in ashrams and done various practices and various disciplines, and I just felt this aching in my heart. So I was practicing in Sonoma, California at the time, and so I gave up my practice in the spring. I studied Chinese all summer, and I had set it up so I could do advanced study at the Shanghai Academy of Traditional Medicine, which is kind of like the Harvard of Chinese medicine. And so I went to study Chinese. In the process of studying Chinese that summer in Monterey, I began to have this ache in my heart for something spiritual. But this inner voice said, just keep going. So one day I was just feeling this frustration, and I just made prayers to the universe right from my heart. Take me to wherever I need to go, whatever it costs me. Take it from me. I just need to go there. And the very next day, I was meditating after school, and a face appeared to me. And it turned sideways and went away, and I just decided, whatever that is, I'm not going to think about it. I'll know if it means anything. The day after that, I got a letter saying that all my plans to go to mainland China to teach were in the air. So I went to Taiwan. My first day in Taiwan, I went to the Palace Museum, and just as I drove up, 2 Tibetan lamas were walking down the stairs. And it just put this bug in me. I got to find some lamas. And when I did, and it's a longer story, but when I finally found them, they had a picture of my teacher, who was a space that I had seen. And they took me to Nepal to meet him. And I ended up spending the most part of 7 years there. And it was a profound experience. I did a lot of retreat. Most of my practice was I treated most of the high Nyingma and Kagyu lamas in the world, which are two of the four main sects of Tibetan Buddhism. And I treated pilgrims and practitioners from all over the world. And one of the things that happened there is I began to discover what I call the pulse of enlightenment. Which is a place, which is in a place of the infinite, really, that's within all of us. It's deep happy. And so from there, I began to look at how medicine could help people open up to this innate presence. How as a medical practitioner, I could help people find this deep place within them that was connected to the universe and that was really already okay, no matter how bad they thought their life was or how unhappy they were. And so really my work since then, from that understanding, and there are a lot of details in the book, Deep Happy, I'm just sort of glossing it over. Really, since then, I have learned to work with people from that way. It had me reinterpret all the spiritual teachings and writings that I'd read and all the medical stuff I'd read and all the psychology stuff I'd read. Once you understand that we're not getting anywhere, we're already there. We just have to sort of uncover our resistance to it. It's almost like we all have a spiritual agoraphobia. It's like we have to get used to that vastness of the being that's inside us, which is us. And so when I call the book Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back, you know, we're humans. We get caught in things. You know, we forget who we are. I forget who I am, and I've done this my whole life. But so when we find our way back, it's beginning to remember who we are. We're profound spiritual beings. The least of us is that. And that to remember, you know, where we've come from and what we've accomplished and what we've gone through and what we hope for. And as soon as we begin to get that, then this presence inside us becomes much more available. And we begin to notice. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to get it. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to be good boys and girls to have it. We don't even have to be spiritual to have it. We just have to be ourselves. And in that process, everything unfolds, just like it's supposed to.
Peter, this is such a very, very, very powerful message right now for the world. And, you know, I know that this is something that, you know, you said yes to in your life and, you know, brings us to that point of being to really see what the heart calls forth. Before we do that, what I would love to do for everyone out there, I'd love to give someone a copy of the book, Deep Happy. We'd love to give away one copy of the book. For the first caller, Benny, I think that calls in. What you can do is just call our toll-free number right now, and we'll take the first call. We'd love to give you a copy of the book, Deep Happy, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. You know, Peter, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is this: is faith. What it means to have faith and how important a role faith plays in deep happy. Now, I don't mean faith from a religious point of view. You know, I'm talking about this idea of trust in the universe, trust in a higher power, trust in oneself, whatever that is.
Well, you know, I think that kind of faith comes from experimentation and experience. You know,
yeah, boy, have you said a mouthful right there.
You know, it's like two young people are on a date and the guy says, trust me.
Okay. You know, I get it now.
Yogananda used to leave his house and used to say, Lord, I need 3 rupees. Pardon my terrible Indian accent for those Indian people speaking. I need 3 rupees. And he'd get to the train 45 minutes later and somehow he would find it or someone would give it to him. He'd always have it. He would trust that the universe would give it to him because it was an ego trip. He needed it. He had work to do. He needed the 3 rupees. And you talked about abundance in the beginning with the abundance cards. But real abundance is the expectation, the realization of who we are, and the expectation that the universe is we are a part of the universe, and the universe responds to who we are. Now, if we have two voices that said, I want this and I don't deserve this, the universe wants to hear both those voices. So we have to find the place inside of us that has these negative and these inappropriate, not true feelings. But when we talk about faith, we're really talking about knowing who we are, trusting the universe enough, and experimenting with the universe enough for it to show us that it is our mother, it is our father, it surrounds us with the greatest love and infinite awareness of who we are and what our needs really are. And as we begin to experiment and experience that, then the trust in the universe is something we can always find again, even if our thick heads forget it for a moment or two.
Well, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from break. I want to talk about how to get past our thick heads. We call it being all crusty. But, you know, this is something that, you know, really weaves to the conversation of, okay, how do you get it back if you think you've lost deep happy, if you think you've had it at some moment of your life? You know, how do you get it back? Is it ever really gone? Peter Fairfield joining us here today, and we have another fun giveaway for you when we return to the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Joining me here today, Peter Fairfield. Deep Happy is the book. We've given a copy of the book away. But Peter, you wanted to gift something very special to one of our listeners. Please tell them what it is, and then I'll give out the phone number for it.
The deal with my work is one-to-one on the phone. And I create an energetic field when I'm working for someone, and I guide them into places in their body where they're shut down and disconnected and help them to open it and begin to feel full and whole. And so because you're such a great service in the Seattle area and probably a much bigger area than that, I wanted to offer a phone session at half price. So normally it's $150, and so for your listeners, I'd be glad to offer one at half that price at $75.
All right. We'll like to give one of these away right now, and the way to do that is to give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 for a session with Peter, and that is a full session for $75, and that is phenomenal. As Peter said, you know, he's a very busy, very busy individual, and thank you, Peter, so much for your generosity. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to do it for your listeners.
I want to kind of bring this full circle and talk about, you know, what this is that it takes for us to show up as in our lives so that we don't experience the roller coaster ride that, you know, most experience. In your opinion, you know, what's the starting point and what are a couple of tips you could give people?
Well, you know, for most of us, our heads get in the way. So I think we have to realize that our heads can tell us something very simple. For instance, the same person that created me created everybody, or the same force or the same energy that created me created everybody. We're all part of this big universe. So So don't get so stuck in how bad or how terrible or unhappy you are. Don't give up. The second place is just as we go into our body, you know, all the things that we think of neurosis and unhappiness and judgment and suffering all happen in the body. So as we go into the body and we breathe in the body and we connect to the body again, what happens is that we find that we just naturally release all these patterns. And then to notice what's beneath that is this innate presence, this innate happiness. That's the beginning of the experience of our connection to the infinite. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. And so if we just experiment with that simplicity, and also notice, we have to assume that everything in our life we've created, and if we're not happy, if we're stuck, if we're limited, it only means that was the habit of our creative ability, not the ability of our creative ability. So experiment. Find the places in you that you don't think are big enough or strong enough or good enough, and begin to feel where those are in the body and work with that. That's a great deal of the work I do with people, both on the phone as an acupuncturist in Mill Valley, California. I work with individuals to open up these patterns and to help them create this sense of being and openness. That's what I talk about in Deep Happy. And there are many other people that can help you, too. It's not just me. And so, you know, don't give up. You're just a human. You're not any worse than anybody else. We all think that some days. But you're intrinsically okay. So find that okayness, begin to experiment with it, and begin to experiment with communicating to the universe with your heart. You wanted to talk about the art of the heart a little bit. Do we have time? How much time do
we
have?
Yes, I do. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Okay. The art of the heart is primary. You know, it's very easy to say, you know, I'll ask somebody, oh, you know, did you feel loved by your parent? And they'll say in this tone of voice, oh, yes, my dad loved me. Well, there's no sense of the heart there. There's no feeling of softness, of warmth, of non-judgment, of connection. The dad may have loved him, but he loved him from his head, not from the physical center of the heart. The heart is an electromagnetic field generator. It has much more interesting effects than the brain. It has a great control on the whole body. There's all kinds of research on this. You can go to heartmath.com and other places. There's areas called neurocardiology if you want to read about it. It's very interesting. And all the ancient medical systems, the Chinese medicine, Vedic medicine, Tibetan medicine, Yunani medicine, Persian medicine, they all talk about the heart as really the essence of being. When you hold someone you love, or you hold a little kitten to your chest, or a puppy, or a baby, or something, you feel something in your chest, even if you're wounded and shut down. The heart is a place. Now, one of the common misconceptions of the heart is that we're vulnerable there. But being in the heart is not like being Bambi in the headlights. Being in the heart and coming from your heart is seeing clearly what is. You know, in Chinese medicine, we look at all the different defensive emotional patterns of how we defend ourselves. We might defend ourselves with hyperactivity or with tension or tightness or with evasion or misunderstanding or all kinds of things. But with the heart, protects itself with openness. It's like we're in a vast field full of light and we see everything around us. The thing that makes the heart safe is the courage to see the truth. Because in seeing the truth, we also see our way through. It's not like you see the bad things. It's like you see everything, and then you see the path, the step. You see the place to go. And you also see the unity among life and among human beings and about people. And once you feel that unity among life and people and human beings, you begin to sense that not only are you not alone, but you've never been alone, and you never will be alone. There's this connection within the field of humanity, and that's love. And as we begin to cumber ourselves with the limitations and the pain and the trauma that we've accumulated, which are lessons, not our punishment, and we begin to be more and more ourselves, this natural outpouring of caring for other people and feeling this connection and helping others, that's what comes out. And that's really the path of the heart. And we talk about a lot of that in Deep Happy, not to make an advertisement, but there's lots of sources of how to work with the real heart.
I love it. You know, Peter, one of the things that I found in reading the book, it was some interesting things that I got to reflect upon in my own life. There's one part of the book, and we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about it, but I do want to for you to just mention it. You talk about, I think it's even in the same chapter, you talk about that we all need to be a little bit more selfish. And then later on, you talk about the fact that we need to be more selfless. So can you talk about what you mean? Because I think this is so important, this conversation.
Well, it's a great misunderstanding. You know, in the Tibetan Buddhist system, there are three levels. There's Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. You don't need to remember those words. But one is that the first level is healing the self. Now, in our post-Victorian society, you know, being selfish is considered a bad thing. But yet, if we're hungry, we need to eat. If we're thirsty, we need to drink. If we have to go to the bathroom, we need to pee, and so forth. And also, we need to be loved, and we need to make love, and we need to be alive, and we need to find meaning. These are all important things that nourish us, just like food. And if we don't honor what we need and what we want as a place to start, even though it might not be the highest thing, if you haven't had sex in a really long time, you might just think about having sex. Well, that's okay, because your body needs that. Not that that's the most important thing in the world, but it's something that we need. So by honoring who we are and what we are and what we need and giving that to ourselves and making it okay for us to have it, all of a sudden it begins to fill us up. And then the ability to love people increases because we don't need to take the energy in because we're full now. And what it means to love when we're full and healed is very different than we're loving because we're supposed to, or we're loving to get love, or we're loving because we want to be a good person, or we're loving because the books say you should do that. So we start with ourselves. We start with, in Siddhartha, you know, the book Siddhartha, he says, I can think, I can fast, I can wait. In other words, I have clarity of insight and mind. I'm not so encumbered with the desires of the world. I see the truth of them. I'm myself. I realize I'm okay. And I have patience. I can rest in stillness. Most of us don't get there, but that's 90% of the path. So that's the first level, is healing the self.
Nourishing the self.
You know, not at the expense of others. I'm not taking food out of some three-year-old's mouth so I can have food. But it's at the sense of making it okay to feed myself. And then once that happens, then we naturally love people. And then the third level is experiencing the infinite creation within form and realizing that it's just the energy. So that's the path.
I love it. Peter Fairfield, everyone. Deep Happy is the book. Peter, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us here today. Absolutely. I love it. Thank you, Benny. We're going to see you guys next time on the Dr. Pat Show, but stay tuned. Live and Shine coming up. We'll be right back with that show.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.